No, it's disappointing. We had lots of the ball, created a lot of chances, worked really, really hard, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's not enough. Yeah, we can go, keep going. We could have done this, could have done this, that, got unlucky. But, you know, as the players, I want to get away from the unlucky tag. You've got to be ruthless. You've got to be ruthless.
Is that okay? So if you've got to make your own luck, though, it seems at the moment that when things aren't going for you, which is the case with Barnett, it's really going against you.
No, I don't want to put us under that tag. It's, you know, you've got to keep doing the right things. There's stuff we need to work on, absolutely. And they've got to keep working hard. I thought they worked extremely hard today. Second half, they put everything to it. You know, we created lots of chances again, like I said, but, you know, you've got to do the hardest thing in football, is that stick the ball in the net.
There's a few interesting talking points throughout the game. The penalty right at the end being the top one amongst the press. What were your views on it?
Ask the man the wrong question. I don't want to speak about that. It's, you know, like I said, the referees have a job to do and they've done it today.
I suppose this weekend's probably been a bit hectic for you. How have you found it, being in the position you're in?
Fine. All the staff are excellent. That work around me, so full credit to them. And the players have been fantastic. You know, I've known them for 20 years now. So you know, they want to win. They're hurting. It's so quiet in that dressing room after that. And we'll speak and we'll work throughout the week, and we'll pick ourselves up. But everyone's rallied around, you know, in the last 48 hours, and everyone's been superb.
And how long do you expect to hold this sort of position for? Do you know?
Till someone says, you know, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. But, you know, I'm employed for the football club. And, you know, I'll do whatever the chairman and James need me to do.
Safe to say, results under Kevin Nugent didn't go too well. And I suppose that has an effect on the confidence of the players. Is it more of a case that the players just need to believe in themselves a little bit more to get results going back their way?
This is what I don't want to talk about. Previous people or anything like that. It's, you know, at the moment it's going to be down to me, accountability to me, and it's up to all of us to pick the players up. You know, they're a great bunch of players and really, really good people, and they did some excellent stuff today. You know, we can't get away from the fact that, but we're going to work hard, we're going to work on the areas of development we need to do, and, you know, we've got to get more ruthless.
It's the third game in a, or four defeats in a row, but third game in a row, you could argue that you didn't deserve to lose of Luton, Exeter and then today. Is that hard to pick the players up after defeats like that?
Well, listen, they're human beings, so they're going to be really disappointed. But you've got to give full credit to the way, you know, Wickham dug deep and you know, worked extremely hard on the ball. But, you know, we have to find more opportunities, we have to probe better, we have to, you know, deliver the ball quicker, etc. There's stuff to work on there. And I'll be working my hardest to pick him up in a positive place.
Looking ahead to Hartlepool next weekend. You're better away from home this season, and they're down fighting for their lives. Not going to be an easy game, but an opportunity to get back to winning ways.
No, of course. You know, we've got to carry on doing what we do well. Work hard on the training ground, myself as well, and go from there.